and precious silver, purify my heart. Let me be as gold, pure. Oh, my heart's one desire.
want you to lift up prayer and say, Lord, help my heart to be towards you. Help my heart to be set for you. Lord, have mercy on me. Help my heart. Bible says that the Lord looketh in the heart. Man sees at the outward. What appeals to God and what touches God is what is in your heart. So I want you to pray. Say, Lord, help my heart. Help my heart. I can put up a show outside. But Lord, you are not... Men, women, people can be impressed by the show I put outside. But Lord, you are not impressed with the show. You are impressed with what is in the heart. Therefore, Lord, purge my heart. Lord, remove every pins, every nails, every thorns, every thistles, every stones, every rocks, any hindrances in my heart. I may serve, but Lord, you are not interested in the service if the heart is not correct. I may sing, but you might not be interested in my singing if my heart is not correct. I might even preach, but if my heart is not correct, it does not mean anything. Therefore, Lord, help my heart. Can somebody pray that prayer on the occasion of Mother's Day? Every woman pray, Lord, help my heart in my marriage, in my relationship, before my children, before my spouse, before my colleagues, before my superiors, before my subordinates. Help my heart. Help my heart, Lord. Help my heart. Thank you, Lord. Help my heart. And Lord, heal our heart as well. There are many people with broken hearts, brokenness in their heart, distorted heart, complexities in their heart. Lord, heal our heart. On the occasion of Mother's Day 2024, let it be a turnaround. Jesus, blessed and mighty name. Hallelujah. Somebody put your hands together and take your seat in heavenly places for a moment. I don't know, maybe you guys may have to wait here. I don't know, maybe First Lady might need you. Amen. And so, today I'm not the one preaching. It is Mother's Day. Hallelujah. Oh, I thought you'd be happy. Especially the men, you have to be very happy. Do you know? Hold on. Do you know that your first room or your first rent is a woman's womb? If you are alive, your first rental or your first residence was a woman's womb, and you stay there for 9 months without paying rent. Maybe you've never thought of it. You don't believe it, eh? Don't you know that your first restaurant was a woman's breast? You've never thought of it. Eh? Don't you know that your first toilet seat was your mother's lap? A woman's lap. Okay. Your first transportation was a woman's back. Hallelujah. So women are very, very, very... Even when Jesus was coming, Jesus didn't come through a man, through a woman. There is so much about women. They are so precious that when God, you know, precious things are always hidden. That's why if a woman leaves certain parts of her body that are precious for public consumption, she herself has lost her whole value. Yeah. Because gold, you will never find gold on the street. You never find diamond on the street. Everything that is precious is hidden. When I see a woman, her value is in the things we see about her. Amen. I'm not preaching, so I won't preach that now. So anything valuable is kept in secret. The reason why women are precious is because even when God was creating them, he created them in secret. Nobody saw how God created women. But for man, we knew. Honey, I'll tell them. For man, we know. Bible said that God took clay, formed something, breathed into man. Who doesn't know how God created man? But tell me who knows how God created women. Even God, he kept it as a secret. Don't joke with woman. A being that, you know, Leviticus chapter 17 verse 11 says that the life of the flesh is what? In the blood. A being that sees blood once a month. Don't joke with that being. It's a whole message. Amen. I'm telling you, that is why if you want to have a good life, be careful how you relate with women. Yeah. Bible says that by a woman, a man can be reduced to a piece of bread. Hey, she has scripture,
find it for. I'm not preaching. No. Look for that. It is in Proverbs. Look for it. He said that by reason of a woman, a man can be. You don't joke with these things, oh. That is why Paul said, because I'm afraid. Paul entered into the third heavens. Revelations were given to him. I don't know, maybe they gave him revelation about a woman. When he came, he said, me and women. Look at that. Oh, they will find. Look at that. Can we all read Proverbs 6:26? For by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to. A man. Do you know a piece of bread? Are you watching the scriptures? A man will be brought to a piece of bread. Don't joke with this piece called a woman. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh. So I'm not preaching. Say he's not preaching. He's only giving an atmosphere. But the choir, you have to create a YouTube channel. Today's praise and worship was too awesome. Yeah. And that song, it does something to me. Anytime I hear it, sometimes I can play it the whole day, that song. Praise. Yeah. He said, as long as I breathe. He said, how can I keep it? How can I keep quiet? Maybe you people, when you are singing songs, it is the rhythm that excites me. It is not the rhythm. It is always the words, the lyrics. Any song, me, except it is not the lyrics. But if I say I love this song, it's not because of the rhythm. It's because of the lyrics. And if I was preaching, like, I'll cry plenty times today because of that song. Yeah, I know. Amen. So today, the Lord has blessed us with a woman to minister to us. And she is a precious woman. She is a woman of virtue. The hand of the Lord is upon her. She is consecrated as a pastor. And she was consecrated by my bishop. Years after he consecrated me, he also consecrated her. And she has been, I've known her for over 16 years. Yeah. And we have been married for 12 years. Blessed with 4 children. And ladies and gentlemen, she is my precious wife. And the first lady of Holy Hill Chapel, Tennessee. And help me. You see, maybe because of time, I can't see many things. But she has been a very instrumental figure in this ministry. I tell you. And she has sacrificed so much. You have no idea. You have no idea. I'm telling you. For this ministry to be where it is. When we went to Atlanta, I was sharing a few testimonies with them over there. And so, ladies and gentlemen, the least we can do, Bible has admonished us to honor them that God has honored. Yeah. You can't dishonor somebody that God has honored. It will be a dishonor to you. Many people don't know that. If you honor somebody God has graced, you become praised and graced. But you dishonor somebody that God has graced, you'll be disgraced. Because their grace will work against you. And so, ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome upstage the First Lady of Holy Hill Chapel, Tennessee, LP Efia Asantua Ajapon.
Hallelujah. I'm blessed. I have 2 microphones. Amen. Isn't it not powerful? Hallelujah. On this note, before we sit down, I want you to help me honor the anointing in this house, the angel of the house, the set man of God, a man who studies the word to show himself approved unto good works, a man who devised the word. You know, precept upon precept, line upon line. I know that some anointing of his, people will need it even for their education because of the memory. God bless you. And I thank God for your life. I don't take it lightly. I bless God for your life. It is a privilege, and I thank God to be connected to you as your wife. Amen. Amen. Today being Mother's Day, I want to take the opportunity also to honor my spiritual mother, Lady Reverend Patience Keturah Bempa, and then my biological mother, Mary Atta Edu. Amen. You can please take your seats. Please join me. Hallelujah. Indeed, the Lord has to purify our hearts. I thank God for where Papa started from. You know, it's when God gives you such a start. Sometimes when we are writing an exam, you just need that start, you know, and he has given me that start. Hallelujah. If God created us specially, in that kind of special way, he needs us to be with him. And that is why a lot of the times the enemy comes after us. And so all that we want to say is that the Lord will purify our hearts as women. The Lord will purify our hearts and make us as gold. Because if he doesn't purify you, you'll be an avenue. The serpent that was in Eden, he's still around. Eve is not there, but the daughter of Eve may be around. And I pray that it will not be you. And so we want to say that purify my heart. Purify my heart. I want you to say this prayerfully.
Let it be as gold.
Yes, Lord.
And precious silver, purify my heart. Let it be as gold, pure.
The Lord in Zion. I love saying that. And it's our desire that we'll be holy, we'll be set apart. Today, Mother's Day, I have a message for you. And all I want to tell you this morning is that you will seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. Those of you who know me, no, I would love to have spoken something about, you know, marriage, relationship, love, and all that. But today, the Lord gave me another mandate that we will set our hearts apart. We will set our hearts apart. God bless you, El Pishena, for the 2 days of that encounter. Hallelujah. It was powerful. If you were not part of it, next year, don't leave yourself out. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51 to 52. Why do we want to set ourselves apart? why do we want to seek first the kingdom of God? We have to seek him first because one day, irrespective of all that you will learn about, I will go there, we will talk about it. Today is Mother's Day, so definitely I will come about things that we have to do as women. But at the end of it all, what will profit you? One day, Bible says that, behold, I show you a mystery. This is Paul speaking. The mystery that the Lord Jesus downloaded to him. That we shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. 52. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, this is what we call rapture. If you are looking for rapture in the scripture, you will not find that word rapture. But this is it. If you chase 55 ways to get my husband to love me, if you are listening to 100 ways to be a good mother, all the things that you want to listen to, and then the trumpet sounds. If it sounds, all the things you will learn will be waste. One thing is needful. And he's saying that in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet shall sound and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Somebody say, we shall be changed. We shall be changed. So irrespective of anything that you are chasing, this morning, the Lord is telling me to speak to your heart that get ready. There is something that Papa always tells us, that when Jesus came, he told the world that you should come into the fold. But those who are in the fold, he always tells them, get ready. Look to a sister and tell her, get ready. Tell her, happy Mother's Day. But get ready. Hallelujah. And then verse 57 to 58. Let's look at what it says in 57 to 58. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, my beloved sisters, my beloved mothers, be ye steadfast. Be unmovable in the Lord. That small thing, then you become some way. Be unmovable. Always abounding in good work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor in the Lord shall not be in vain. Whatever you are doing for the Lord in the house of the Lord, I want you to know that it will never be in vain. The one you are doing out there, the dollars, if even it's 5 figures, 6 figures, 1 figure, 2 figure, those ones can be in vain. But whatever you are doing for the Lord, it will never be in vain. Those serving in Dorcas team, I want you to know that anything you are doing, sometimes your money will even go in. It will never be in vain in Jesus' name. Therefore, if you see any of them peradventure, they will come for second service. I don't know what the Lord will lead me or how I will speak in second service. But if you see any Dorcas team member, just tell them that I say that I honor them. Because one day, that's how heaven is going to be like. We'll all be called and our works will follow us. Our works will follow us. Children's teachers, they are not here. Yes, they deserve a clap. Hallelujah. It's not easy to be in the backyard. But tell them that I said, the Lord God who called David when he was at the backyard, he sees them. And he will bless them. The choir, God will bless you. You know, the musicians, the instrumentalists, I know you have a couple of women in there. God will bless you. For the sacrifices that you are putting in, whatever you are doing for the Lord, it will not be in vain. Revelation chapter 20, verse 12. Revelation chapter 20, verse 12. You see, the media, like, there is no way you will not find a woman. If you are doing something, a woman is not inside, you are in trouble. Jesus' ministry, a lot of women. It's just because in the olden days, they were not really counting women, you know. So you don't really see them. You will not really see them, but they were there. Hallelujah. What does he say? He said, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before the Lord. He's saying that that day, women will be there. Men will be there. Mothers will be there. Those who celebrated Mother's Day, all of them will be there. And the books were opened. And another book was also opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Ask a woman, what work are you doing for the Lord? No, ask them, you're all quiet. When the books are opened, when the books get opened on that day, it's not going to be, the angels will not congratulate you for being the best mother of the year. They are going to congratulate you according to the works you did for the Lord in soul winning. When it was time to be a children's teacher, but you swerved so that the first lady will go and do the business herself. I will receive my crown. I will receive so many stars. But how about you? The books will be open according to your work. What work are you doing for the Lord? When you see tiny, tiny women catching hefty people falling under the anointing, you know that their reward will be great. Yes, God bless you. First impression, the ashes, God bless you. Coupled with the, you know, the cake ministry too is inside there. God bless you, patience. I'm honoring the people like that too. As I'm talking, the honoring is going on. So I should flow. Hallelujah. That is how the reward will be. So get ready. Prepare yourself. Anytime you get into a temptation. You see, Jesus taught us in the prayer, when you were praying, he said, lead us not into temptation. We may have a lot of temptations. We will get there. But we want to know that we don't want to appear where the rich man ended. What are the things that make people rich? Things that make people so comfortable. That is why sometimes comfortability makes people, you know, they, like Papa says, when you are sinning, then your wisdom is depleting. You get so comfortable, you don't have wisdom for what the future holds. But David said that, teach me to number my days. This morning, the Lord is saying to you that learn and have wisdom to number your days. That's when you see temptation as a woman, you'll be able to flee and to know that there is a greater cause. That we are just on this earth, passing by. What shall it profit a man if you gain the whole world? If you get so many men chasing you, if you are, you know, they are liking your pictures, they are giving you hearts, so many hearts, they are, your followers are a lot, what shall it profit you? If you gain all this and you lose your soul, what shall you gain? You would be better off being a Lazarus. You would be better off having no one telling you that you are nice and go to heaven. Amen. So therefore, we have to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all other things can now be added unto us. What are the other things that women, they want? So many other things. Money. Women. We like it. Oh, yes. It makes life comfortable. All other things, when you serve the Lord right, he will add all these things to you. Do you believe it? Hallelujah. If you serve him right, you want love, he will give you. So I want us to look at some of the things that the Lord will give us if we serve Him right. If we serve Him right. If we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. What are some of the things that the Lord will give us? The first one, He will fill the emptiness in your soul and in your heart. In fact, your soul is your heart, your emotions. He will fill it up. He will fill it up. Many a times, women have this emptiness. There is this emptiness that you want it to be filled. Therefore, your eyes are going, you know, where can I get this? Where can I get that? But He will fill it up. Why is that so? We want the love because naturally, that's how God has created us. Whether it's part of the curse or it's part of the agenda, it is what it is. Genesis chapter 3, verse 16. Genesis chapter 3, verse 16. Bible says that your desire shall be greatly multiplied and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children and your desire shall be to your husband. This is where the issue lies. This is why women, if you like, go on YouTube and check how many relationship programs are geared towards women and how many is geared towards men. But like as Papa was saying, it is men that need a lot of wisdom how to handle, not women, not the other way around. That is why people are now becoming feminists. I can come and teach you how to be a good wife, but if you go and meet a James Bond, all that you learned will go under the bushel. It will be nonsense. You can't apply it because the person you meant, you can't apply. It's like learning something. Let's say you learned medicine and then you are in carpentry. So that's why you need even wisdom to know how to choose so that the thing that you have learned, you'll be able to apply it. Therefore, because this desire of yours is to be to your husband, you are always wishing that I will have someone to love me. All the things that we do, whether consciously or unconsciously, as I'm shining like this. You don't want me to say it. I'll say it. Okay. Relax. Relax. I said my own, but you people are shining. But you, the wives, even those who are not wives, you are shining so that you know. When we wake up and we are in our homes, we don't decide to dress anyhow as if we are sitting in Makola Market. Because why? We want to, you know, our desire is to be with our husband, towards our husband. You see? Amen. Every time a woman's desire is to receive that love. See, when you go for prayer, if God one day makes you an angel, I'm just saying that, you will hear prayers. Women, as men are praying, Father, bless my job, this, that, you know, you will see woman. Oh, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, today, this year, if I don't get a husband, I will find one myself. And then we have women who say that, I'm growing, I'm 32, sister, relax. Relax, see, it is today's world that when you are 18 to 25, it's like you are grown, no? Me like this, and sometimes in the culture we find ourselves, I see my colleagues who are approaching like 40, and they are getting grandbabies. Then they'll look at my child and sometimes they think my child is my grandchild. But that's my child. Don't rush. Don't rush to go to nowhere. See, even if you rush early, you grow old too soon. You look too old. Because when we compare, they'll be, but me like this, because my baby is small, you see. So take your time. Don't be in a rush. Don't be in a rush. So what I'm saying is that the Lord will fill that emptiness that women are always seeking. They are always seeking. If you like, break a woman's heart right now. You will see fire and brimstone. One day, I had a relationship forum, like something, a relationship something. And then the person speaking, I've forgotten where I heard it from, whether Facebook or somewhere like that. And the person was talking about how he had to counsel a couple, and the woman went crazy, blasted the laptop, you know, was going haywire and kicking the man's head and things. But as the man was addressing the thing, me being a woman sitting watching the, I knew there's something wrong somewhere. They should ask the man, what did you do? Adam, where are you? That's the question they have to ask Adam. You see, what did you do to bring this upon yourself? Because that is the area of a woman. So when you touch it, it's like you've touched the tail of a snake. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 to 27. Ephesians 5. You see, Bible says that husbands, love your wives. Even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Because why? That's what the wife needs, is love. In unconditional love. A woman already has love. All she needs is to receive the love. Amen. And that was one thing that the Samaritan woman, that powerful, dangerous woman, dangerous in all areas, from the negative that she came to the positive. John chapter 4. John 4 verse 5. John 4 verse 5. We'll read, we'll be coming. So please, media, kindly follow me. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well. And it was about the set hour. Then cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city. Hold on, let's go to 10. Yes, so that we'll cut it short. Jesus answered and said unto her, if you knew the gift of God, and who it is that said to you, give me to drink, you would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Now watch this. Jesus is talking about the woman coming to fetch normal water, right? And he's saying that, I want to give you something that is living waters. So, if Jesus is talking about living waters, how come, what has living waters got to do with where is your husband and those things? Because Jesus is trying to link what women want. Jesus is trying to tell the woman that the thing that, because what I say to one, I say to all. Jesus is trying to tell mothers on Mother's Day. Maybe that day was Mother's Day. He's trying to tell her that the thing that you were looking for or you are searching for, I can give it to you. You are looking for it from other people. You are looking for it from the wrong places. And in verse 15, what did he say? Verse 15, then the woman said unto him, say, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come here to draw. And Jesus said unto her, go and call your husband. Why is Jesus talking about living waters? Jesus is the living water. Why is he talking about it and linking it to the woman going to call her husband? And what did this woman say? And she said that, I have no husband. And Jesus said to her, thou hast said well, you have no husband. For you have 5 husbands, and he whom you now have is not your husband. Tell someone, if it's not your husband, it's someone's husband. Tell the person. tell another woman, if the husband is not yours, it's for someone. So therefore, it's a mathematical equation. Please, leave him alone and let him go. Release him. Amen. This woman was looking for something to quench that emptiness from man number one, not her own. Man number two, not her own. Man number three, not her own. Four, five, not her own. Don't say A. Don't judge. Don't judge at all, because either it is you or it can be you. It could be you. This woman was searching, chasing other people's husbands. And the reason why I'm saying don't judge is Jesus didn't even judge her. So how much more you? Just that the other wives will be pained, but what can we do? Amen. And the Lord said, Jesus said, I will give you, you know, leave those men alone. Stop chasing what is not yours. Stop looking at things that are not yours. And stay, I'm going to give you living waters. I'm going to fill that emptiness. You are holding on. You are. In fact, she's even like a crazy woman, because how can one woman in those days, like Papa would say, those days that you didn't have phone, how will you be able to communicate with all these five people? She was terrific. But Jesus said, whatever you are looking for, that anointing that God has placed on you, that anointing that the Lord has put on you, that anointing that the enemy is using. See, as a woman, whatever the enemy is using from you, the Lord wants it. That is what the Lord wants you to use, so that one day in eternity, he will bless your works. Don't use it for the devil. If you are able to take nice pictures and put it on social media, you have to use it for the Lord. Don't be jumping from places to places. Find a place and sit. Find a ministry, a service, and sit there and use that blessing for that place. Don't be like that woman. That woman, probably it could be you, who is jumping from one ministry, I'm not talking about even a church, from one place to another. You are not comfortable in one place. You are not satisfied in one place. You take one, you are like, no, I don't want this service. I want this one. The next time, I want this one. The Lord will fill that emptiness. In Jesus' mighty name. Women are always chasing. See, a man, as we were reading in Zechariah chapter 8, verse 23, that a man, even though this one is talking about both male and female, they will hold the skirt of a Jew and say, we want to go with you to see our God. But look at the other side. In Isaiah chapter 4, verse 1. Isaiah chapter 4, verse 1. This time, women are holding the skirt of men and say, you just give us your name. They are wanting the love. This is not what you have to be chasing. And he said that now in that day, seven women, how many? Seven. So if only one is chasing your husband, that one you have to be, because seven are coming. You have to be, Catalambano, you have to do something. Something has to happen. Because seven more are coming. So now you have to be on fire. Seven men will hold and will take hold of the skirt of one man and saying, we don't want your bread. Don't give us nothing. We just want to be associated with you. Just give us your name so that our reproach will be wiped away. Will be wiped away. And that's, let me just chip this in. And that is why if God blesses you also with a husband, take care of him. Because there are seven women. You know how Bible says that when a demon leaves, he goes to hover around and bring seven other more. This is seven demonic women. They are waiting. to come and destroy your marriage. Therefore, you have to open your eyes, shine your eyes. Tell the woman, shine your eyes. Because the world that we are in, this is where we have gotten to. Amen. But Jesus is saying that he will fill that emptiness. He will fill that gap. He will fill it in Jesus' name. And what must we do? What must we do so that this emptiness that we are looking for to fill as women, we will have it filled and we'll be satisfied? He says that we should concentrate on God and know that he loves you. The love that you are looking for, it is, God is love. Bible is not saying that God has love. No, he is. If I say you are a woman, I'm not saying you are. It is who you are. That is who God is. Concentrate on the Lord. When you have him, then that is why I'm saying that seek first the kingdom of God. When you seek him and you concentrate on the Lord and you know that you have him, time is not a problem. Your age is not a problem. You are thinking about your age, that Lord, fill this gap for me. I need a husband. Lord, I need a husband now. Then you enter into the book of Isaiah here, because as Papa will say, everybody is fulfilling a scripture. So if you do not concentrate on the Lord, as he is the one who will fill that emptiness of the love that you want to have, you will be one of these seven women who will be chasing other people's own, who will be looking at other people's business instead of looking up unto God and knowing that whatever that we do on the earth, there's going to be a reward one day. There's going to be a reward. There is a reward system. Do you want to one day appear in heaven and the Lord will ask you? Because if Jesus asked the Samaritan woman that the people you are with, they are not yours, in heaven it will happen too. That Sister A, Sister B, I saw you with Brother Shukwanda and Brother Shelele. They were all not yours. But that will not be our portion in Jesus' name. We will concentrate on the Lord and we will have what is our own. Amen. Amen. Genesis chapter 29:31-35. Leah was looking up unto her husband. She wanted that emptiness to be filled. This morning, that emptiness will be filled in Jesus' name. If only you seek first the kingdom of God. If only you look up to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. If you don't have Jesus and you don't have the Lord, God who is love, if you don't have him, you cannot even receive love from even a mere man. And if even that man doesn't have God too, he can also give you love. He cannot give you real love. He cannot give you sound love. He will be in Isaiah chapter 4. Because he will be entertaining the other seven people. But when you look up unto Jesus, nothing shakes your anchor. Your anchor holds, because you know that whatever happens on this earth, whether you are married, you are single, or whatever it is, in heaven, it will not count. In heaven, it will not count. A lot of the times, the things that people do on earth is because they are not eternity conscious. If you are eternity conscious, Sunday morning, you will be shaking to come to church, to come and listen to the word of the Lord. If you are eternity conscious, you will not chase things that other people are chasing. But when you seek first the kingdom of God, all these things that people are chasing, all these things for which reason people are wearing dresses that they are almost naked, and some, their shape is all drawn in. It's because they are not eternity conscious. And they bring it from outside and they bring it to the church. The old way that they used to live, they bring it to the church. The Lord has saved you. You are continuing to be saved. Have eternity on your mind. That is why he has called you. That now be ready. Be ready. Hallelujah. Amen. Some people are so happy. I want to know why they are happy. Oh, okay. Amen. But I'm not out of message. I'm out of time. We'll continue in the second service. Amen. So, we'll get ready for more nuggets in the second service. Amen. Hallelujah. Were you blessed with a short 30-minute message? Amen. Refiner's fire, my heart's once desire is to be holy. Hallelujah. If there's a woman here, you are ready to do the will of the Lord, I want you to begin to pray. As we are ending the first service and you are saying that, Lord, give me the grace that I'll always be in your will. I'll walk according to your statutes. I'll walk according to your statutes. I will not be entangled with the things of the world, but I will be eternity conscious. I'll be heavenly minded. That things that draw people onto the broader way, that so that they will not be able to walk on the narrow path. That, Lord, you will lead us and help us out of temptations. Ready to do your will, Lord, as women. Father, have your way in us. Give us the grace. We thank you, Lord, for your word. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. If you are leaving, you came solely for first service, you want to take your offering and give bountifully to the work of the Lord, that it will also account onto your credit. Not earthly credits. I'm talking about heavenly credits. Amen. You want to give. The giving portal is on the board. And you want to lift it up. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless our resources, wherever it is coming from, that the flow will keep coming, Lord. And as we give to your word, let it be a blessing, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Jesus' name. And also, if you are leaving after the first service, can you please raise your hand and then you can take your communion if you are leaving. But if you came for second service or you are staying for second service, you can hold on. First service, please lift up your hand and then take your communion. God bless you. We learned about the communion last week. Powerful message preached by the man of God. God bless you for that word. I was really blessed. And on Wednesday was so powerful too. Such a blessing. Yes, God bless you for the revelation so that we'll do things with understanding. Therefore, let's pray over the bread and the drink. Father, we thank you for the flour products and the drink. We thank you for giving us this token. We sanctify it. As we break it and we open the cup, we declare it's the body and the blood. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Let's share the grace of God together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. With long life, full of prosperity and sound health, shall you satisfy me in my household all the days of our lives. Amen.